This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're moving into another area, another discussion, another time for us to examine what's going on in the world in the News Talk Radio. This is the official News Talk, the News Talk Countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. He and his staff listen to lots of talk radio. They know what's going on in the world. And Michael is happy to report not only on the top 10 stories, but the top 10 people list as well, which is where we usually start when our gatherings are the focus, and we're gathered together here, ladies and gentlemen, to remember what happened this past week. And
it's hard to remember. I mean, many things happened so quickly now that Monday seems like it was ancient times. We'll start with the stories. At number 10, we have the National Football League playoffs. At number 9, we have Congressman Steve King's problems. At number 8, we have the Gillette ad controversy, and that's tied with something else that's TV-oriented, the Netflix price hikes. Netflix is so big now that when they raise their prices, it gets as much press as something happening on Wall Street. Right. At number 7,
Amazon.
Brexit.
Yeah.
All these companies that have emerged as the giants of this era. It's amazing to watch that transition. You've been around the track enough, you see it. Mm-hmm. At number 6, the Barr confirmation hearing. At number 5, the U.S.-Syria policy. And, of course, the terrible soldier deaths. At number 4, the Dems and Does, the Democratic Party's legislative agenda, and the 2020 presidential race tied in there. Yep. Number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation and campaign violation allegations. At number 2, the ongoing government shutdown. And number 1, very much tied into the number 2 story, is the border wall battle. Our people survey includes the following folks at the top 10 point. At number 10, we have Congressman Steve King. At number 9, Theresa May. At number 8, William Barr. At number 7, Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren. At number 6, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters. At number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Michael Cohen. At number 3, Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, of course, Donald Trump. And another week of madness in our world.
So, when does it ever stop? People asking that question. It's now not the letters back and forth, the business, the one-upsmanship of Pelosi saying you can't come give us the State of the Union. And then Trump fires back a letter and says, well, you can't go to Afghanistan on one of the government planes. Na 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 na. So I actually, when I heard the story about the letter from Trump to Pelosi, I did chuckle. It reminds me of being in the maybe fifth or sixth grade, kind of things that we'd say or talk to others about. These people are supposed to be adults. I've said pretty consistently the last couple of days, Michael, that I think we all, in protest, should not pay our taxes because we look around and see little or nothing coming from our taxes. What are we, under the circumstance, what is going on here that we feel
we ought to be paying for? I wouldn't encourage people seriously not to pay their taxes because what are you going to go there and show up when they take away their houses? So, be careful.
I don't know that you and I will respectfully disagree. I think that it's time for people to do something, to take some action. And if the optics of, if let's say a million people didn't pay their taxes and the IRS comes takes their houses, what do you think that's going to look like? I just think people are fed up with this stuff. It's getting to the point of being more than ridiculous. It's getting serious. We're paying a lot of money in taxes and getting really basically nothing but an off-Broadway show.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, there is a lot of frustration over this. You ask, when is it going to end? It'll probably end soon when whatever's going on behind the scenes emerges to the stage. I can't believe that there are not a lot of discussions going on behind the scenes where both parties are trying to figure out how to save face. I figure they'll compromise in the $3 billion area. Trump will needs to get more flexibility to negotiate. I gather the word is that, you know, he's more beholden to the wishes of Hannity and Limbaugh and Drudge and Coulter and that gang than he is to the rest of the country's opinion. And I don't know whether they're doing him a favor.
Think that's true?
Yeah, to a certain degree, I do. I was very impressed by how he did a turnaround on a dime when Limbaugh said, "Hey, you're buckling." I think that Trump being so media sensitive, which is both awareness and maybe overreaction, somewhere in between, he's very aware and maybe he's too aware or too self-conscious about his base. And he doesn't want to lose one person from his base. He doesn't care about the rest, but that base is what gives him any kind of solid backing and support in pulling off what he does. He doesn't want to lose the base, and the conservative media is described by those names and perhaps a few others has influence over the base. So what they've done is they've encouraged him, and I use that word in quotes, to stand firm. Of course, by standing firm, it's paralyzing the rest of his agenda. There's a lot more going on in the world than the crisis at the border,
sure is.
Which, of course, is a situation. I mean, I've long said we have to have immigration reform, and I don't mind there being a wall or barriers or whatever it takes, but the wall has become this focal point of who's stronger, and that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Speaking of the situation, you just used that word, he went to jail this week for not paying his taxes. Talk about something that's
Who went to jail?
The situation from, what's his name, Kara? Mike, the situation, some long Italian name, who's been
from
on
Jersey
that.
Jersey
Shore. So Jersey Shore. He didn't pay, you don't even know. Do you know that TV show, Jersey Shore?
No, I don't watch Jersey Shore.
Okay, well,
so you're talking about a fictitious
one of the characters that he's referred to on the air is the situation, and he went to jail this week for 8 months because he didn't pay his income tax. So let that be a lesson to you, folks. Michael is right.
Oh yeah, no. I never advise people not to pay their taxes. That's a very, very dangerous tact. Do you remember there was a guy running around talk radio back in the 90s telling everybody that paying taxes is something voluntarily.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. We don't have to pay him because it's unconstitutional. I can remember the guy.
Right.
I can see him, but I can't remember his name.
He was on
jail.
Hundreds of stations.
He
did. He wound up in jail, as did a lot of people who took his advice.
Yeah, right.
I've never forgotten that. Yeah. So, I could see figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
To have that type of a revolt. I'll be honest with you, I don't think people are walking around disgusted on the level that you described.
You're right. I think that's very interesting because we just talked about the base, Hannity, Limbaugh, the people who listen seriously to right-wing radio are not necessarily always the people in the mainstream.
Exactly.
That's a note that we...
And the people that listen to CNN and everything, nobody's in
the
mainstream. The whole country's fractionalized in terms of media audiences.
Yep.
The only thing that is a national audience watching one channel anymore is the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Even election night is fractured over many different channels and networks, but the Super Bowl is this almost mystical experience where everybody's plugged in. So I don't think the country is ready for revolution, or
no,
really ever revolution, just, as when there's nothing left to lose. Too many people have a stake in this enterprise.
Yeah, right. By
and
the
that's
way,
a good thing.
Go ahead. Well, I'll watch the beginning of the Super Bowl because Gladys Knight's going to sing the Star Spangled Banner. So that'll be a good way to start off the Super Bowl.
Is that your reason for tuning in?
Because I don't care, even if the Patriots are in it. Football, you know what I feel about football. I think it's a barbarian fest. And people get hurt. I don't like it. But I do like Gladys Knight, so I'll watch that part of it. Anyway, I don't even like Maroon 5.
There's a very interesting article in the New York Times right now today about the concussions and the barbarism of NFL football.
Yep.
So that's an interesting...
Yours truly started that discussion in 2012. I started the national discussion. I'm very proud of the fact that I went into a place where I was so soundly criticized by parents of kids in high school and college, people who love the game, but with my investigation of what Cerascan, the company that now does all the brain imaging for the NFL, what they found, what I looked at, that's when I went public, and I brought lots of stuff to the table in terms of discussion, and it took a year or so for it to gain momentum, but it was really... But the other side of it is, Michael, I know you're a big football fan. I don't hold back when it comes to the people in the NFL. They're signing a contract to get paid a lot of money to do something that they know is dangerous. So I don't know that they have a leg to stand on, pardon the pun. But kids, like the 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids that are playing football and getting hurt, no. Parents are irresponsible.
Well, you know, football's. I think that football could exist in a much milder version because there's a tremendous amount of strategy and geometry. Mm-hmm. There's math. There's organization. There's a choreography. There still is the running aspect of it. There's the throwing aspect of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of
the
things
in it. Strategic X's and O's.
Yeah.
So even if it was just flag football, with a little bit of a change of culture, it could change to that. The violence does play a major role in it, but I don't think it's the only aspect of it. I'll tell you what I find remarkable is the extraordinary popularity of mixed martial arts.
Yes,
and
the MMA stuff,
UFC.
Right. People that get
is violent, bloody.
Yeah,
dangerous. Really bad. Did you hear the story? A man tried to steal a smartphone from a woman, and she happened to be
an MMA person. Yeah, right.
She beat the living daylights out of him.
Done. All right, let's get some.
That's real.
Get on to the Battle of the Bulge, please. If you're fighting back against the weight that you've gained over the last couple of months, number one way to do it is to use Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. If you haven't heard of Calitrin, here's how it works. You take 4 capsules, or maybe a teaspoon of the liquid at bedtime. You get an adequate amount of sleep. Let your body repair itself and rebuild itself. You wake up in the morning feeling rested. After a couple of weeks, you will notice the results. This is not something that is a crash diet. It's not going to happen overnight. So if you want quick results that don't last, then don't listen to what I'm saying. If you want results that will work, losing weight the scientific way, the intelligent way, the healing effects of using collagen that is the main ingredient of Calitrin, then if I have your attention, let me send you to the place to buy the Calitrin. Again, it's liquid or powder form. Toploss.com. Use the DJV code to get a special 10% off deal. It's toploss.com. That's the website. Can't get it in stores. Can't get it any other way. Calitrin. The essential active ingredient is collagen. You will be very satisfied, but you're going to stay on this because it'll maintain your weight once you start losing. All right? Buy it now at toploss.com.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We are both here together at your service to talk about some of these issues. I got a note from somebody this week who asked me a very good question. Michael Harrison, will you please ask him to describe what he thinks makes a good talk show host? In general, what makes a good talk radio host? This is a good question.
A lot of things. First of all, life experience. Mm-hmm. Two, a good storyteller. Three, somebody who has credibility and does not try to deceive. And four, somebody who has got X factor, somebody who's got a charismatic personality, somebody who is unique and doesn't sound like a cookie cutter talking points person. But I think that life experience is very important. I think that because of the nature of radio, the fact that you're on for hours and so much of it is spontaneous as opposed to television, which is really written and you're reading it on a teleprompter, you're exposed very quickly if you don't have life experience. It's one of the reasons it's difficult to get young news talk hosts that work well, because after an hour or two, or day after day after day, you suddenly realize, wait a second, they haven't been around the block.
Yeah.
And you got to bring that to the table. So it's a combination of things, but I think originality and uniqueness is as important as the content that you bring to the table. So that's about my answer.
I came across an old article with probably at the time the country's foremost talk radio personality. He was asked what he saw as the future of news talk radio. And this person said that there would be two stations doing talk in each market from 1 to 50. There would be one station doing talk from 50 to 100. And there would be no stations doing talk over the 100 mark. That is, the stations that are in smaller communities. I thought that was very interesting. You want to take a guess at who said that?
Did you say that? It wasn't Rush Limbaugh, because Limbaugh's future was dependent on stations taking him.
Right, yeah. This was before
probably our friend Jerry Williams.
No, actually, it was Larry King who said that. I think
Larry King.
Yeah. But when you think about the kind of talk he did, could he even survive in the arena that we have today? One would wonder.
Larry King is better now, in his 80s, mm-hmm. kind of in the backwater areas of the mainstream media. I mean, he does a show on RT, America Television, which is right. not that well known to the average news talk freak.
Because it's the Russians.
It's a pretty good channel regardless of the Russian thing, I have to say. Yeah, it's pretty good. But I watch Larry King, and I listen to him being interviewed, and he's sharper now and more candid now than he was when he was young.
Well, he injects himself. He didn't used to inject himself into it.
Exactly. So I think that the young Larry King would not have made it in today's news talk arena, TV or radio, the way he did. He was in the right place, right time. But the old Larry King would be very effective. It's funny how that works. Yeah,
it is.
And it goes back to what I said before about life experience. Look at the life experience this guy had. He's had over
seven wives. Married one twice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That alone will put a few miles on your odometer.
That's very true. Yes. I'm going to keep the rest of my comments to myself. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 20 and after the hour, in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. If you get you on track, they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of pro-life activists taking part in the 46th annual March for Life in Washington have gathered on the National Mall. This year's theme is unique from day one. Pro-life is pro-science. Here's Gene Mancini, the president of the March for Life.
Essentially, every single year there are wonderful new technologies being developed that show the humanity of the child earlier and earlier. So, for example, at this stage in the game, and it's so different than even a year or two ago, you can tell a child's sex by 7 weeks when they take a blood test. It's just unbelievable.
The annual march protests the Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling, which legalized abortion. The LA Unified School District says it will continue negotiations today with striking teachers. That strike is now into day five. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Going through the charts on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 14th to the 18th. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of said Talkers Magazine, is here, as he usually is. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to... When I sort of pierce the veil here with you, digging around in things that are on the list, sometimes things that are not on the list, I always really wonder where you think... I don't think I've ever asked you this directly. Where they get it wrong, the hosts, the approach that's taken, where if there's anything...
Wow.
That's
a heavy question.
You like that question. Well,
I think the big mistake made in talk radio is the same mistake made in music radio, is when you super serve the core. when you preach to the choir to the exclusion of other voices and other angles, where you don't play the yin and the yang against each other in meaningful conversations. I think that that tends to please the listeners, but doesn't grow the audience. That's a very inside baseball comment. I think the art of radio programming is not always pleasing your core audience to the point that they're thrilled to pieces. Sometimes they have to say, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Why are you playing that song? Or what do you mean so-and-so is making a mistake? And I think that's what keeps it growing and keeps it exciting. I think it's what Trump faces in dealing with his core. I think Trump he's like a programmer. And that's why I mentioned earlier that he's listening to his conservative media friends to the point that he's boxing himself in, not being able to negotiate and be flexible with the way the road is winding. And this is something that happens even in the strategy of programming public presentations, whether it's radio or a TV show or writing a book, anything like that. And that's my answer. That's where I think it goes wrong. It's a syndrome that affects the arts and communications. But beyond that, I think that going back to the question for people that are just joining us, Doug asked me, somebody asked him to ask me, what are the qualifications of a host? And I went through a whole list of things. I think you got to bring meaningful content to the table. You have to make it a meaningful experience. And people that think they could just wing it on the virtue of their wonderfulness or their personalities are making a mistake in selling themselves and their listeners short, and the listeners aren't going to put up with it. There was once a time when people would watch a channel, compromise on a TV show, compromise on a radio show, because there weren't that many things to choose from. People have too many choices today, not to mention they are stressed out to the max with things to do. You can't just assume somebody's sitting around waiting for you to wind up and make your pitch and not have it be something that they want.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it very interesting as I listen around. To me, some of the, and it differs, even listening to a station like KRLA in Los Angeles that has some very good partisans on it. I happen to think Dennis Prager, I worked with him at KABC 25 years ago, one of the smartest guys that I ever encountered on talk radio or in any, actually any place. But he's able to explain things, and that's what I have found about him more than anybody else there in that circumstance. Even though he sounds like an elitist, he really does have a way of getting down to the commonality of the discussion. Even if it is an elitist position, he can boil it down so that it makes sense to everybody. At least, I get that when I listen to him. And I'm certainly not somebody who agrees with everything he says, but he does it in such an agreeable manner that it's appealing, frankly.
Well, it's very important nowadays when people seek victory at the expense of truth, and everybody sees things, not everybody, but many people, especially people who listen to talk radio, see things through a partisan lens, that you be as careful as possible in explaining yourself, because there's going to be a large segment of the audience that will misinterpret you.
Yeah.
Say one key word that'll trigger a response that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. And a lot of hosts tell me that they're finding more and more listeners call up to disagree with them when they're actually disagreeing with nothing.
Yeah.
They agree with them. They just think they disagree with them because they heard a word or they have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
They're looking for a fight.
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah. Everybody's got a problem. Yeah. Everybody has a problem. And so then you get to the driving force behind some of the successful talk programs and talk stations these days that are more hard news oriented. Some of them, we've all gone down the route, and I don't choose. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've had my brushes with real hard political talk radio, right-wing radio, and I don't like doing it. And so, therefore, I don't think I'm any good at it. I could do it, I suppose, if I really wanted to or had to, but I don't have to, and I don't want to. And so does that separate me from Yeah,
I find listening to you that you do that more than you realize. You sound like a right wing hard news talk guy to me. I mean, you said on the show today you encourage people not to pay taxes.
Well, is that right wing?
To show their disapproval.
Why is that right wing? Why is that right wing?
It's extreme right wing.
It's a libertarian right wing point of view.
Yeah, but it's extreme political and it's extreme. It's radical.
I'm offended by that, frankly, that you would call me a right winger. I'm offended by that statement. Outrageous.
Right wing is as right wing does. There's nothing wrong with being right wing. I just think that you're more right wing than you realize.
Okay.
I'm not offending you. I don't. Oh, I may be offending
you. Oh, you are. It's outrageous that you would accuse me of that.
Okay, then I'll leave.
How dare you?
Do the show yourself. I'm sorry. No, I think that sometimes I'm always being accused of being a liberal. Only
are you?
Because
you aren't, though.
No, I'm hardly a liberal.
That's right.
I'm not a liberal at all.
Yeah.
But I'm accused of being a liberal by people who I'm not right enough for.
Yeah,
see, right, you see, all of these, what I'm trying to say is all of these things are extremely relative to where somebody's standing and their perspective. If you say something that's not as right-wing as a right-winger is, even though it may fall in the big picture under in the conservative side of the spectrum, you're a rhino. You're a liberal.
Yeah.
And in the liberal camp, oh my gosh, if you say anything that's reasonable in terms of practical application of politics and sociology, you're a right-wing conservative, you're a fascist.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's all a bunch of crap, if you'll pardon the expression.
It is.
And,
that's why I brought it up. That was fabulous. Thank you.
You know, so you know, you are an independent thinker, but I'm just simply sharing that to some you may sound quite conservative.
You know, when I was when I started doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati, which is a very, very conservative area, and the same thing happened sort of at KMOX in St. Louis when I was there. The first call I got, though, on CKY in Cincinnati, I did afternoons from 2 to 6. I was doing the morning program. I started doing the syndicated program there. And was doing that in the morning. So the afternoon from 2 to 6, I was on the air locally. First call I got was from a guy. Because when I went on the air, I spent a couple of minutes talking about where I came from and how I happened to be at the station and what my ideas were. And first call, guy says, "You liberal Boston bastard, why don't you get on the next plane and get the hell out of Cincinnati?"
Wow.
That was the first call.
Right. Right. No, I understand, and it hurts, doesn't it? It's like
it was not. It kind of, for a minute, I had to think to myself, okay, how am I going to respond to that?
Well, when I got my first job as a rock jock on the West Coast after coming from New York, where we were album rock, underground, progressive rock, I was on the air in San Diego, and I played something that was very popular on the hippest station in New York City.
Right.
And I got the first call was, "Hey, get that K-Seed country crap off the air.
Uh-huh.
Let's play some real boogie."
Yeah, that bring you down.
And it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, so what's considered hip in one place was considered K-Seed country crap.
If that's the case, how does syndicated talk radio do so well these days? You're right, there's so many different pockets of individual values in the country. How is it that Limbaugh, Hannity, whoever it is that you want to be, Prager as an example, how do they make
it? They focus on the common denominators. Mm-hmm. They focus on the common denominators, and as a result, they are extremely narrow. And I'm not knocking them. Someone's going to say, "Oh, he says Limbaugh's narrow." No.
They're narrow
compared to how wide they can be if they were in a more concentrated area where they understood the particular tastes of that population better than this homogenized national approach.
Well, under the circumstances, there were very few people. Hannity was on the Trump bandwagon from the beginning. Limbaugh wasn't.
And
he's
smartly
gotten onto it because he had to go, you know, his base, back to the base. You got to, you know, go along to get along or get along to go along or whatever it is. All right, we pause for a moment here. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Life Change Tea will do just that. It'll change your life. If you're not feeling well, if you're sort of stuffed up, and I don't mean your nose is stuffed up. I mean the rest of your body is kind of stuffed up. It's probably because you've got a lot of parasites. You need an intestinal cleanse. And that's what Life Change Tea does. I drink a cup of it every day when I'm on the air. I like it because all the teas are grown in America. The blends are put together. It's an American product from an American company. You go to GetTheTea.com, their website, and order a Life Change Tea. And actually look around and see some of the other great things. They have great supplements that will help your body maintain its normalcy. And that's really hard because of the food that's around these days, especially a lot of the food that we've eaten the last couple of months, not exactly great for you. So therefore, many of you have an unhealthy colon, and you need to get it healthy, because 90% of all diseases and discomfort in your body directly related to an unclean colon. Let's get on the bandwagon. Shall we all agree this makes good sense? GetTheTea.com, Life Change Tea, a unique blend made from all natural ingredients. That's what's important to me as well. All natural, all organic. The GetTheTea.com website, always a buzz with great new things, but this is a staple, a standard, Life Change Tea, and it's available right now at Life Change at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea will be shipped to you without cost if you use the code DJV at GetTheTea.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Epilepsy can be a jarring condition, and it's more common than you probably think.
Epilepsy can affect anyone at any age.
In fact, neurologist Dr. Joseph Servin says one out of every 26 Americans has a risk of developing epilepsy.
Every brain has the potential to have a seizure. It just depends on what the circumstances are and what are the conditions around it that may lead to a seizure or epilepsy in some people.
Dr. Servin says some people are born with epilepsy, while others develop it from head trauma, certain infections, brain tumors, stroke, even Alzheimer's disease. Most epilepsy patients can control their seizures with medication. Others, with more severe cases, may require surgery. But in some cases where surgery isn't possible, doctors can implant a device similar to a pacemaker for the heart that can control seizures. Dr. Servin says there are also some simple things you can do to lower your risk.
Avoid alcohol, get plenty of sleep, and then thirdly, find ways to manage stress.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from markers and pens to 2019 desk calendars.
And right now, a 12-pack of Sharpie markers and an 8-pack of Expo dry erase markers are only $4.99 each.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. Ends 1/19/19 in store only.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Hi, Talk Radio Countdown. Joe Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with the outshoot. Do you find the talk radio hosts, Michael, as you listen around, are getting to the other side of some of these stories? For example, the government shutdown. Okay, we can, you know, wah, about Pelosi and Trump and yada, yada, yada. But the people who are coming back, I think there were stories there. You know, I'm a farmer, and I do this podcast, The American Family Farmer, at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com. So I've talked a lot about how some of the government employees have gone back to work, some of them voluntarily, to help farmers because they're really, the family farmers in a bad way, a pinch. Yes. So the good side of this is you see the human values here. Not all of them are out there protesting. Some of them are actually doing their job because they believe in their job and they believe in what they're doing. And yeah, that story isn't being told as much as perhaps it might be.
Well, I'll respond to that after the break, because that's an interesting angle on the government shutdown. So let's talk about that when we come back.
Look forward to it. Thank you. 10 before the hour. Talk Radio Countdown.
You mean
may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. 53 after the hour. Talk Radio Review for the week of January 14th to the 18th. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The focus, we were talking about the good news that's embedded in the bad news about the basic breakdown of government. The Department of Agriculture and some others and other departments are going to work because they know that the people who get the services need their help. So they're not thinking of themselves. They're thinking of the people who are there. And I think that's a fabulous tip of the hat to those people.
I believe that there is a degree of truth to that, but I think that most of them are working because they're afraid they're going to lose their jobs if they don't. I believe that they have been forced into slavery by a situation that is stronger than they can control. And I think that in some cases they're being asked to work anyway. And what are they going to do? Say, no, I'm not getting paid. I'm not going to work. Especially Coast Guard and TSA people. They're calling in sick, a lot of them. I don't think it's because, oh, my job is so important. I'm going to go to work and serve the public. I think these people are being forced into slavery by said and unsaid pressures attending to the politics of their job. That's just a little bit of a different view on it. And I don't hold it against them. I'm just simply saying that I see it that way. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. All right, number 8 on the countdown list this week is the controversy over that Gillette razor advertising, and I want to know why in a moment. I want to ask Michael why he thinks this has become so controversial right after these words.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
All right, so Michael, number eight, as I referenced, is the controversy about the Gillette television ad,
yeah.
Which when I looked at it, I wondered what they were selling, actually. I don't know that it did a great job of selling, but I don't know why it's controversial. Do you?
Well, they're dealing with the whole question about, you know, what is the new form of masculinity. It's the Me Too thing. It's a fallout of the Me Too era. And, you know, what makes a man macho? How do we define masculinity here in 2019 and beyond? And my own view is, you know, like, I am not going to buy a razor because of its political or social overtones. I only buy razors if they work really well and last as long as possible and don't put you in the poorhouse. And I also, as a man who shaves, I can't stand all these gizmos, 5 razors, 4 razors. If you look at the history of shaving advertising, I mean, you'd think that it's rocket science. Just a sharp blade that doesn't wear out at a reasonable price. That's what men want. And one of the reasons that facial hair is becoming so popular again is because men can't afford to shave. There you go.
All right.
That's what I
think. That's it. I want to know. That's the real story with shaving. Now, what's the real story with China? The MH interview this week, Michael Harrison interview, focuses on a person who's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to China. What'd you find out?
China is very, very dangerous. They are not a benign, friendly, emerging democracy. They're the same old communist Chinese party they've always been. They're trying to take over the world, and we have to be very on our toes about it. Check out the Epoch Times and check out my conversation with their investigative reporter, Josh Phillip. It's www.mhinterview.com.
So what made you, what tickled your interest when you were looking around? Because I know
that Huawei story with Meng Wanzhou that was sort of on page 20, the woman that was arrested up in Canada. I looked into it and found out some fascinating revelations about that particular maker of smartphones and what they're doing around the world.
And the trade issue, whether they're going to trade her for the guy they got arrested.
This is a heavy-duty story that is not getting its due.
All right, mhinterview.com. You can also find it at talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.